From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. If you want to move from the sidelines and run for mayor, council, or school board this fall, the nomination period runs from this coming Monday until August 19th. City Clerk Steph Pommenter says there are fees involved.
So if you're running for mayor, there's a $200 filing fee plus a $200 refundable sign deposit.
You get that deposit back for taking down your campaign signs. Council and school board candidates only pay a $100 filing fee. Council candidates are subjected to the same sign deposit, and like mayoralty candidates, need the signatures of 25 nominators. We have links to more information, including making sure you're on the voters list, at mytimmonsnow.com. Take your warning here, because you won't get it from a Timmins police officer who stops you for speeding on Kerrigan Road. It's the rural road that connects Highway 101 to Connaught, especially now that Frederick House Road is closed at the Hoyle Bridge. Police have been fielding a lot of complaints lately about excessive speed on Kerrigan, so they've adopted a zero-tolerance, no-leniency approach to slowing down traffic. A mysterious liver disease seems to have crept into Canada. Public Health Canada says although there are no confirmed cases, it is aware of severe hepatitis of unknown origin in young Canadian children. The first cases were reported in Europe and the U.S. The World Health Organization says there are about 170 known cases in a dozen countries, and one child has died. The Canadian Health Agency says it's investigating whether the cases here are connected to the others. Police say Canada's most wanted fugitive has been arrested in the Toronto area. It's the result of Crime Stoppers and cooperation with police forces across the country, launching a program aimed at tracking down the country's 25 most wanted. 32-year-old Abdulaziz Mohammed of Scarborough is being sought for first-degree murder in a shooting last fall. The federal Conservatives want to reopen an investigation of potential fraud by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. It concerns a free trip Trudeau and other party members took to a private island owned by the Aga Khan in 2016. An earlier review found that Trudeau broke the Conflict of Interest Act by accepting the trip from an organization that was getting grants from the federal government for humanitarian work. The Conservatives say the PM has now admitted he didn't have written permission to accept the gift, so it now requires police to reopen the matter and begin a criminal investigation. In Moose Sports, the Timmins Rock face elimination from the NOJHL playoffs tonight when they play the Lumberjacks in Hearst at 7:30. The Jacks lead the series 3-2. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.